Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country. The kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Happy Friday, everyone. Welcome back to the Daily Practice and welcome back to our week of journaling. We are doing our final journaling prompt for this week today. And I want to take a moment just before I share that prompt with you, I just to reflect a little bit on what this week of journaling has brought your way. So if you look back at just having had that moment to return to your thoughts and return to your feelings, returning to your journal every day, how has that been for you? Has it been a little bit challenging? Have you had to remind yourself? Did you miss a day? Were you really dedicated? Once you actually sat down and you journal on these prompts, what actually came up? How did you feel at the end of each journaling session? Did you arrive at a place of clarity? Did something happen? How has it actually been having journaling as a self-care practice that you have returned to every day this week? Take a moment just for a little check-in right here.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For me, it's been really beautiful. It's been a long time since I always feel like I don't have the time to journal every day, but I know that's not true. It doesn't matter that whatever we have going on in our lives, you know, it's usually more about how we prioritize our time. And of course, I don't have infinite amounts of time. I have a little baby at home and so, but I do have time to roll out my mat pretty much every day. I have time to go for a walk every day. I have my things that I do for self-care every day, no matter what. And I feel really excited to have been able to fold in that practice of journaling into my existing self-care practices again. It's been really valuable for me, and I hope it's been for you too. Today, we are going to do a prompt just taking us to a really positive place. And it's a simple prompt. We'll see what comes out when you write. But we're going to begin just by writing, I am so looking forward to. What is something that you are so looking forward to in life? Whether that is something beautiful that you have planned coming up later this year, or something that you know is happening later today, or something that's coming up in your life that you're so looking forward to, maybe a season in your life or a phase or a celebration or someone you're excited to meet again or spend time with, or a trip you have planned, or perhaps you're just so looking forward to the bath you're going to take when you come home from work today. Or what are you looking forward to? What is something that makes you feel just really hopeful and excited? I am so looking forward to. It's a simple prompt, but it can take us some really deep places depending on how far we go and how long we journal for and where our heart is at today. So you can interpret it as something you're looking forward to in the grand, beautiful place of life, or something you're looking forward to just happening this afternoon, okay? Decide where you want to take this prompt. I am so looking forward to continuing my journaling practice every day, and I really hope you do too. We are heading into the weekend, and come Monday, I'll be here with a new topic for the week, new practices, all of that. But I really hope you feel inspired to wake up tomorrow morning and journal on Saturday, and then journal on Sunday, and then continue journaling all throughout next week as well. Make this practice part of your self-care routine. It's so valuable. Even if it's just 5 or 10 minutes every day before you close your eyes and go to bed, it's a really beautiful way to process the day. And I so hope you bring journaling into your little toolbox of self-care practices for life. Thank you for journaling with me this week. It's been so beautiful. Have a wonderful weekend, and I'll be back on Monday.